You're listening to the One Day at a Time podcast. I'm your host, Kai Logue. My purpose is to help as many people as I can break out of negativity and poverty so they can live a life by their own design. This podcast is designed to show you exactly what it fucking takes to be successful and get what you fucking deserve. There's no fluff, no bullshit, just real people who turned a negative into a positive by taking life one day at a time.
I've seen the good, I've seen the bad, I've thought about days I couldn't get back. I couldn't even relax until I started taking life one day at a time. Used to let them tell me no, 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 but I don't let them tell me no, no, no. I took back control, made my life mine. Let me teach you how to do the same thing one day at a time.
Hey, what's up, Odad Nation? So today I want to talk about how you can make more money, because it's really hard to stay positive, to have a good mindset when you're broke. I mean, it's almost impossible. So making more money and getting your finances straight is literally one of the most important things you can do. You know, money is huge. You know, it's important. You literally need it to survive. Besides air, it's probably one of the second most important resources that you can get. So here's a few tips. I mean, really, it comes down to sales. You know, if sales is the highest paid profession in the world, the reason they call it that is because you can literally write your own paychecks. You can determine what you make. Now, a lot of people, they're worried about, you know, working strictly for commission. I've done it my whole life. And, you know, when you eat what you kill, you can make a lot more. But of course, there is a bit of a learning curve in there. So yeah, I think, you know, sales is there's a big misconception around it. A lot of people think you're either a born salesman or a born closer. You can naturally do it. And usually what comes to mind is either the used car salesman, the slimy, greasy guy, just hustling people. Or they just think, you know, you're just naturally outgoing, the outgoing person that talks to everybody and is the life of the party. And it's the furthest thing from the truth, because one of the most important things about sales is you need to listen more than you talk. Now, I've done sales for nearly a decade and a half. I mean, legally, professionally since I was 18. Before that, I mean, I've been hustling and selling shit my whole life. So you need to get good at sales. You know, whether you're, you know, still in W-2, whether you're working for yourself, you know, sales is the most important skill to have. And even if you're working W-2, you're not in sales, you know, it's super important to get good at sales, because you need to be able to negotiate getting pay raises. You need to be able to, you know, negotiate everything in your personal life. You know, it all comes down to sales when you learn what it really is. And it's really how you get your way. So I'm going to share a few tips on how you can get better in sales. There's a bunch more, but you really need to start learning sales as a skill. And even if you've been doing it forever, you know, you've been doing it as long as I have or longer, there's always levels to go. You know, like we talk about all the time, if you're not growing, you're dying. So it's vital to make sure you're getting better all the time, because if not, you're going to get rusty and you're going to get worse. So some of the best ways, again, these are no particular order. One of my favorite ways is to listen to game tape. So that's just literally recording your sales calls, recording your conversations if it's in person, and then playing it back. The best athletes in the world, you know, the people that get most respect, you know, like Tom Brady, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, they were religious about watching game tape. You know, they would not only break down what they were doing, they'd break down what their opponents were doing, and they'd watch it and look for any tiny mistake. You know, especially as when you're first starting, you know, it's a lot easier to get better because there's so much you don't know. But even when you get more advanced, you're looking for those tiny 1% ways to get better. You know, they have it in Japan. I forget exactly what it's called, but it's a constant, never-ending improvement. That's one of their mythologies they have, where they're just looking for ways to get just a tiny bit better. So really just looking for ways to get better, listen to your calls. A lot of times I do it now, I'll have a call, I'm like, oh, that one sucked. I don't think I did as great as I should do. And then I'll go back and listen to it. I'm like, oh, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was. And vice versa, I'll have a call, I'm like, oh, I killed it, that was great. And I'll go back and be like, oh, I messed up here, here, and here. So that's one of the best ways, listening to your past calls. Another way is role playing. So have someone you can, you know, do this with, find a partner, whether it's another employee, whether it's whoever, you know, another person on the sales team, it could be a friend. If you have nobody, literally just, you know, record yourself doing this on video and just listen. And role-playing, if you don't know what it is, it's literally just practicing. One person pretends to be the customer, one person pretends to be the salesperson, and you go back and forth. And the cool thing about it is when you're the customer, it's actually really helpful too, because you're putting yourself in their shoes. You can throw out the objections you're getting the most, where you're getting tripped up, and see how the other person handles it. And it really just helps you kind of get in the mind of the customer, which is going to be huge for you. Another way, and I talk about it all the time, if you follow me on social media, is the importance of having a script. A lot of people don't like a script. They think it makes them sound robotic. It makes them sound like they're reading a script. And it does, only if you haven't practiced enough. You need to have a script, and you need to drill it, so you can literally read it with your eyes closed. And it's huge. I mean, it's a perfect outline of a sales. It's not going to be something that you have to follow verbatim every time, but it gives you an outline. If you guys ever get off on track, you can go back to exactly where you are on the script. And it's so much more important, because communication is not always what we say. It's more important how we say it. So when you have a script, you can focus on tonality. You can focus on your delivery. You don't just have to keep, and you can actively listen more, because you're not just thinking about what am I going to say next. So those are some of the best ways. The last one I'm going to give you guys is steal like an artist. And if you're familiar with this concept, you can use it anywhere. Since, you know, Tony Robbins calls it modeling. A bunch of people have different words for it. But find someone who's having success in your field, or it can even be a different field, that's having success in sales. And, you know, take what they're using and try it out for yourself. Now, sometimes it won't work, but sometimes it will. You know, I'm always looking for those little gold nuggets that I can implement. And, you know, even now I'll see somebody's reel, or I'll see an ad or whatever. They'll say something like, oh, that's nice. You know, I like that. I'm going to give it a try. And I'm always surprised, because I'll find new ones that I like, that I'll add, that work very well. So that's another cool thing about the script, is you can always adapt it. It should be like a living thing that's constantly growing, and you can keep improving it. So if you do those things, you're going to literally be able to write your own check. And it's just getting better, you know, every day, one day at a time, just getting a little bit better. And just knowing that it's an important skill to have, and it's a life skill, and that literally anyone can learn it if you're willing to do the work. Just keep getting better, because, you know, that's how you can literally change everything. You know, I started selling for other people, and I eventually became an entrepreneur and real estate investor by learning to sell for myself. So if you can do sales, you can literally go anywhere you want. So I highly recommend you do it. Some of my favorite books on the subject, if you're a reader like me, Fanatical Prospecting is a great book by a guy named Jeb Blunt. I've heard he's had some other great books too. I haven't read them yet. And then the other one I like, Way of the Wolf by Jordan Belfort. Lots of great tips in there. And there's a lot of other ones. Grant Cardone has a bunch of good sales books too. And again, just take what's useful. You know, not everything is useful or applicable or actually works, but you try it out, find out what works for you, and you know, keep doing more of that. So, but I appreciate you guys. If you guys have any questions for me, feel free to reach out. I'm more than happy to help any way I can add more value for you guys. But that's it. That's all I got for you. Y'all keep crushing it one day at a time. Hey, this is Kai. Thanks again for listening to the podcast. I really appreciate you. If you could do me a favor, if you could make sure to like and subscribe to the show and share it with someone that you think would benefit from the podcast. Let's spread the word. Let's grow that nation. And hey, keep winning one day at a time.